healthcare with a hometown touch.
.342 left in the first half. Marion leads at 14-12. Lady Bombers on the offensive end. Walker penetrates. Kicks it back to Husky. The three for the lead. Air ball. Tabor, the rebound underneath for Mountain Home. Saves it inbounds. Pfeiffer drives along the baseline. 8-foot pull-up won't go. Marion has the rebound. That's Montgomery on the backside. Pressing the tempo quickly into the front court. Out top, here's Williams. Penetrates. Dumps it down low. McAdory scores. 5 points for Micaiah McAdory. 16-12, Marion leads it. 3:06 left in this first half. Walker operates out top now for Mountain Home. Into the paint, drives by the defender. The layup won't go. The rebound underneath by Riley Walker keeps it alive. Out top to Husky. Shot fake. Drives, loses the basketball. Is called for a travel. 6 turnovers by Mountain Home. Emma Martin in. Husky is going to come out. A very physical Marion ball club. And I tell you, regardless of the outcome of the game, this is the kind of game Mountain Home needs before the state tournament gets started. We didn't see this much physicality from the teams they played in district. Now, they saw some non-conference, but the teams they played in district, not as physical as Marion. And this is a good test to get them ready for the state tournament. Inside McAdory, right block, spins. Shot blocked underneath by Foreman. And the rebound picked up by Walker in the corner. 2:14 left in the first half. It's a 4-point Marion lead. Walker takes the dribble all the way to the right block. Works it to Foreman on the backside. She wasn't ready. Loses the handle on it and a turnover. 7 turnovers in the first half for the Lady Bombers. 1:53 left in the first half. Marion with the ball, leading by 4. At the free throw line, Montgomery's jumper no good. Foreman, good block out, has the rebound. 7 rebounds for Tabor. 6 each for Foreman and Walker. Into the paint, Martin missing. And the rebound, Montgomery underneath. That's her third. 90 seconds left in this first half. Marion leads it by 4. Right side, Montgomery. Back out top, it comes DeMilo. Into the paint, spinning, driving is Davey. Shot no, rebound underneath by Tabor. Gives it up to Walker. Walker's going to quickly get it into the front court. Mountain Home with numbers. Backdoor pass to Foreman. She's open, missing from about 5 feet. And Marion with the rebound. And the Lady Bombers cannot buy a bucket right now. Marion on the fast break and a charge against the Lady Patriots. Martin takes the charge. The foul called against Williams, her second. Team foul number 6. Husky in, and it's going to be Martin that comes out for Mountain Home. 47 seconds left in this opening half. Marion leads it 16-12. Lady Bombers have this spread offense here. Playing for the final shots. Marion has been in the man-to-man all night. Hannah Pfeiffer scored 9 points, averaging 17 a game. Peyton Husky, the second leading scorer, averaging 8.5 a game, has not scored yet. 16 seconds left in the half. Walker, top of the key with the dribble, takes it to the free throw line, and her pass knocked away, picked back up by Tabor. Here's Pfeiffer into the corner for Husky. 5 on the clock. Husky is, we got a whistle and a 3-second violation by Mountain Home. Mountain Home's going to put pressure on now with 4 seconds left. That was the 8th Mountain Home turnover, and now a turnover by Marion. They get it into Williams, and she walks in the backcourt. So Mountain Home will inbound with 1.3 seconds left, and I think they're going to put more time on the clock. They did not get the clock stopped in time. So they are going to put some more time on the clock, and let's see. Let's see how much they're going to put on there. Upwards of two. They're going to put 3 seconds on the clock. All right. So 3 seconds on the clock, and let's see how Mountain Home can handle this. Pfeiffer to get it in. Lobs it in to Foreman. Catches the paint. Her shot no good. And the rebound, Williams underneath. And the half will come to an end. And Coach Husky is not happy as he heads to the locker room. Marion with a four-point lead at the break. It's 16-12. The Lady Patriots are on top. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've been invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our 5 Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your